bottles in my bed. All the dishes in the sink, all the gases in the tank, all the neighbors probably think I'm dead. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Heading down that highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Republicans who had once opposed Donald Trump went on stage to give him their strong support, among them Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley.
For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Five police officers patrolling the convention shot and killed a homeless man who Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says had a knife in each hand.
The subject refused these commands and charged at the other individual with the knives. At this time, several officers discharged their firearms, subsequently striking the suspect.
The mayor of Paris has taken a plunge in the River Seine to prove that it's clean enough for several swimming events that are to take place in the Summer Olympics, which begin 9 days from now. Dramatic rescue at San Diego's Mission Beach. A 16-year-old trapped in the sand hole up to her neck. After 15 minutes of digging, they got her out. This is ABC News. The 2023 Emmys have just been held in January, but it's already time for this year's nominations. ABC's Jason Nathanson says we'll get the nods later this morning.
Expect some new names, especially on the drama side. With shows like Succession and Better Call Saul gone and no new season of anything Game of Thrones related eligible, there are a couple of holes for shows like FX's Shogun to dominate.
Do not be fooled by our politeness.
But old standbys like The Crown will likely see a lot of nods for its final season. Prime Video's Mr. and Mrs. Smith might also get some attention. On the comedy side, no Ted Lasso or Barry or Mrs. Maisel, so expect to once again see a lot of love for The Bear.
This is going to be a destination spot.
And Hacks should also do well. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The awards will be handed out in September. And there may be a good reason to get moving just before you go to bed. Researchers now say a small burst of activity could actually help you sleep better. Working out between 6 in the evening and midnight also linked to a lower risk of premature death. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. Two kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Swan. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Preliminary figures from the first full month of the state-sponsored Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago show a ridership of greater than 18,500. That is an average of about 300 passengers aboard each of the eastbound and westbound trains operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. In a news release from Amtrak Midwest, Ray Lang, vice president of the Amtrak State-Supported Service, stated, quote, Amtrak and our state partners have always believed the Twin Cities Northeast Milwaukee Chicago corridor was a great one with tremendous opportunity. The ridership numbers we have seen so far confirm our belief, and we expect this trend to continue as the service matures and we head into the peak summer travel season. End quote. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and from Chicago in the late morning, and customers have been enjoying wide reclining seats with ample legroom, no middle seats, free Wi-Fi, and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse in daylight in both directions across Wisconsin. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Donna Mae Hessler, age 94, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, July 10th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her five nieces and further survived by her sister-in-law and many great nieces and nephews and two great-great nephews. Funeral mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Tuesday, July 23rd, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held on Tuesday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donna Mae Hessler, age 94, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay, the first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. You know, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's seen it. He's been around the league forever. And, you know, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Starting your morning.
My favorite country artist by far is Kenny Chesney.
Thank you very much.
Everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Check out more of my music.
Now.
98Q. Country.
So between my three kids, I think I've been on about 836 college tours. And after 836 college tours, you realize they're kind of all the same. You get the very perky tour guide. Hey, my name is Paisley. I'm a junior majoring in marketing and communications with a minor in women's studies and biophysics. Today, during the tour, I will be walking backwards, and this is so that I can maintain eye contact with you and so that you will be nervous for the next 2 hours. Our first stop on the tour today is the dining hall. Our dining hall has gluten-free, dairy-free, allergy-free, nut-free, vegan, vegetarian, and chicken fingers. Our next stop is the library. Now, the library, you'll notice, is the bottom floor is where you can study and talk with your friends. But each level of the library gets quieter and quieter. There's no talking on the top level of the library. I'm not allowed on the top level of the library. Our last stop is going to be a dorm room. Now, today we're just going to show you a sample dorm room so that you will see what a dorm room would look like if it did not have real college students living in it. We were going to show you a real dorm room, but someone puked red hunch punch up all over it.
This morning show just starts my day off right.
He's a very strange young man. Woo!
98Q Country.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little
my pretty little poison.
said she wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
One, two, three, four.
From downtown.
Move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98 Q Country.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. All right. If I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right and the weather's perfect. No telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now lake shore and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me right. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there. I've got a bite.
'98 Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. '98 Q Country.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Maybe one of the greatest country songs of all time. The truth to that song is just evident, isn't it? It really is. 24 minutes after 7. Hope you are well. It is a Wednesday, the 17th day of July, and we are easing our way into some summer festivals. Yeah, the Butternut Pioneer Days. We'll talk about that this morning. Don Christensen's going to stop by, and that's coming up a week from Friday. Then you got Flamborama after that, and you throw in a little Price County Fair and a little Prentice Progress Days and some other events in there, too, that we'll promote as they get nearer. So fun time for the kids, especially for the adults, I guess, too. Depends on what you're doing, what you're involved with. So weather-wise, we're going to be pretty good. We had talked earlier this morning about, 66 or so. Our civic meteorologist kind of indicating that they think it'll be 70 or 71 today. So whether or not you don a light long sleeve today is up to you. It's refreshing out there this morning. Temperatures will be closer to 80. As we get into tomorrow and running right through the weekend. Maybe you're looking for a different job or whatever is going on career-wise with you. Sierra Pacific is something to consider. Check out Their job offerings at SPI.careers. Never hurts to look. SPI.careers. Maybe a 4-10-hour shift or a 3-12-hour shift works for you. Optional overtime available quite a bit. And you got $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Check it out at SPI.careers, Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, and including those with disabilities and veterans. We're going to talk the outdoors. Craig from Bader Sports Center will join us to kick off Reality Radio at about 8:15 this morning. Disneyland opened on this day in 1955. Have you ever been to Disney? I always get confused. Disneyland, Disney World, one of them's in California, one's in Florida. Most of us, most of people at some point in the process of their life make it to Disney in Florida. I shouldn't say most. That's probably the more popular one that people go to. I have been there once. We went there. Sign you're getting old. I can't remember, but it was a while back. All we did was the animal part of it, because that's the one that intrigued me, the animal safari. And my wife still gives me grief every time we see a giraffe. She's like, "Are you gonna slap that giraffe on the butt? Or are you gonna? What are you gonna do?" Because we went on a safari at Disney. What do they call that? The safari adventure or whatever it is. There's like 3 or 4 different parks and you pay for, we weren't paying for the whole thing. So we just did the animal part of it. They have a little safari where you hop in this open windowed bus, basically. It's wide open. And they say, keep your arms and hands inside of the vehicle at all times. Do not leave the vehicle, all the rules, because you're actually driving through an area that has, animals, hippopotamus, giraffes, an elephant wandering around. I mean, it's a large, large area. And so we come up on a giraffe that was standing in the middle of the road. And we kind of, the driver of the safari vehicle just kind of eased by it, and the giraffe kind of stepped to the side, and I was sitting on the right side of the vehicle as we're moving forward, and there was the giraffe right there. Literally, it's took us. Its backside was like right there. I'm just like, I looked around and I'm just kind of like, I just reached over with my right hand and just gave it a little pet on the derriere. And my wife's like, keep your hands and you get kicked out of here. So every time we see a giraffe now, my wife's like, you gonna slap its tush, or what are you gonna? I'm such a rebel. So that was my safari story, but Disney opened on this day, Disneyland on this day in 1955. Today is National Lottery Day today. It's just become a part of our advertising. You see the commercials on TV promising riches and millions. I still remember when the lottery first came out and they said, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to do this, but, you can't promote it that people are going to get rich. You know, we're not going to promote and tell people that if you spend $5 on a lottery ticket that you're going to get rich. We have to have, some morals, some instruction with this. Now you see the lottery ads on TV and you literally see people swimming in pools of money. That's a the entire 30-second commercial, except for the last 3 seconds where the disclaimer comes in, the entire commercial says, get rich, get rich, get rich, give us your money, get rich, get rich. And at the end it said, please gamble responsibly. That's right. Oh, yeah. Disclaimers apparently are the devil's way of telling us that you should, I don't know what it is. I'm not saying that the lottery is evil, but I'm just saying there's a place for it. And if you took away the lottery right now, all that money that's created from the lottery, there's several government agencies that would be in a lot of trouble that would be couldn't be financed anymore from that. So we're leaning on that gambling money. I don't know if it's a good place to lean. Did you see where an Irish man earned a Guinness World Record? He rode his unicycle the length of Ireland, which is only 308 miles. I didn't know Ireland was that small. 308 miles he rode his unicycle. Took him about 5.5 days to ride the 308 miles. Would have been a lot shorter. Would have taken him like 2 days, but there were a lot of pubs along the way. So yeah. It is Ireland, so 5 days on a unicycle and 308 miles. And he's now in the Guinness Book of World Records. Do they make the actual Book of Guinness World Records anymore? When I was a youth, in our bathroom, when I was a youth, on the back toilet, nowadays people have phones, but on the in the reading library of our bathroom when I was a youth was the Guinness Book of World Records, the big, thick, like 2-inch edition. So I still have visuals of who the tallest man in the world, who the largest man in the world was, who could catch chips off their elbow and snap down, all that stuff. It all absorbed in me because I that's what I read when I was in there at Guinness Book of World Records. Now it's a phone thing. Let's get you updated at 7:31. Let's get you updated what's going on. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Republicans who had once opposed Donald Trump went on stage to give him their strong support, among them Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley.
For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Five police officers patrolling the convention shot and killed a homeless man who Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says had a knife in each hand.
The subject refused these commands and charged at the other individual with the knives. At this time, several officers discharged their firearms, subsequently striking the suspect.
The mayor of Paris has taken a plunge in the River Seine to prove that it's clean enough for several swimming events that are to take place in the Summer Olympics, which begin 9 days from now. Dramatic rescue at San Diego's Mission Beach. A 16-year-old trapped in the sand hole up to her neck. After 15 minutes of digging, they got her out. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. RNC speakers Tuesday focused on immigration. The GOP platform calls for the largest deportation in American history. Christine Newman-Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division.
She spoke in front of a large group of protesters. And 60 years later, officials have solved a cold case. Wayne Pratt was found with dozens of stab wounds in Winnebago County back in June of 1963. Authorities had a few suspects and they've reopened the case a few times. But finally, with advancements in DNA technology, they've identified their killer. The Winnebago County Sheriff says the killer's name is William Doxeter and he was on that original suspect list. Unfortunately, Doxeter won't face justice. He died 2 years ago. But now Pratt's case is closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior City Council is looking to crack down on youth vaping with a new zoning ordinance. Under the new ordinance, there will be no more new licenses issued for vape distributors in the Superior area, with currently existing stores being grandfathered in. Officials say the flavored vapes are particularly attractive to young people, as well as the easy access they have to acquire them. Additionally, the grandfathered stores will be allowed to hang only one vaping-related sign outside their buildings. The property hosting a classic drive-in movie theater in Chautauqua could soon be sold. According to a WQOW report, the Stardust Drive-In Movie Theater is the only such theater in the area, and owner Nick Meyer is hoping to sell the property to someone who will keep it as a drive-in theater for the community. According to Meyer, his plan was always to sell the property about 5 years after purchasing it, but he says he will only sell it to someone who has a similar vision and dedication to keeping the movie magic for residents. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star Game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelich says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool. Baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's go!
Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98 Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? For that long one after that, and I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon, and your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lifted that veil, saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink.
Hosts Malone and Blake Shelton. What a pair there. 98Q at 7:45 is a quarter to 8. Joel here. Ileana's here. How are we doing? The birthday girl's in.
Yep.
She comes in to say hello to everybody on her birthday.
Yes.
Getting ready for college.
Yep.
Yeah, exciting. Exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Counting down the days.
I think it's 44, 43.
Till the first official day. What classes?
Move-in day, yeah.
Move-in day. So you move in, what, August, Labor Day weekend?
Yeah,
or before?
August 29th. They make us move in before, and then they have like a week full of events and stuff for the freshmen coming in just to kind of get to know everything and everyone. And yeah.
All right. Very exciting. Very exciting. 18th birthday. You're a young senior.
I am. Yeah.
You're probably one of the youngest in your class.
Yep. Yeah. Graduated 17, and which is, I'm fine with it. It's not really a big deal, but yeah, I'm really one of the babies. So everyone that's like, happy birthday. It's like, you're late. So whatever.
Yeah. We were talking off air that when families have kids in June, July, August, there's always that decision to make. Should they be young for their class or old for the following class? So, I don't know. I guess I would rather lean toward being the older of the class, especially if you're involved in sports and stuff like that. You have a little bit of an advantage.
That's true.
But it works out. Works out either way. We're going to do a reality radio in just a little bit. Craig from Bader Sports Center will be in to talk a little bit of the outdoors. Did you go fishing at all this summer?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, I'll go fishing.
I should.
Go see Craig at Bader Sports Center. He'll get you some fishing pole and all that stuff.
Yeah, there we go.
Get out there and get moving around. Price County Fair, of course, is coming in August. Are you involved with the fair at all?
No, not really. Yeah. I should be, but I'm not. Yeah. I go every year, and I just, like, go to the vendors and stuff like that and support and go on the rides and everything. But, yeah. No, I should help out more. I go to the 4-H stuff, and I never did 4-H, but, you know, watching, it looks like a lot of fun in the livestock and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you need both parts. You need people that are doing it and then people that are attending it. If you had everybody on either side, it wouldn't work, right?
Right. That's so, very true.
Yeah, so you got to do both of it. So, yeah, the fairgrounds is in pretty good shape. They're doing a good job of working on some buildings out there, and the Price County Antique Association, I think they have their big event coming up out there. We're going to talk with them this morning in just a little bit. People will notice as they drive by the 98Q Palatial Estates here on Highway 13, a new 98Q Cruiser has made its way onto the grounds.
Yeah, my car may be blocking it, but you should be able to see it. It's bright red.
Yeah, we're going to dolly that up and be out and about doing stuff this summer. Of course, Flamborama will be out and about broadcasting at Flamborama this year with live music. Live music tonight in Park Falls, and tomorrow will be in Phillips. So two nights for you to get out some live music. We'll talk all about some community events. If you got stuff going on, WCQM at civicmedia.us. You can always call us at 762-3221 to tell us about your events that are going on. So have you begun the pile of stuff for college? There's always that pile that begins.
There's
it's just a big
pile in the corner of my room.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So what's you mentioned to me that you're on the fourth floor of your dorm building, right?
I am, yeah. And we really, my roommate and I, we tried to switch, and I messaged this one girl, and I was like, hey, could we possibly switch? And she's like, no. So, yeah, we're kind of stuck there. So fourth floor, no elevator, just stairs. It's going to be tons of fun.
So you're looking for a lightweight futon, right?
Yeah. Well, good thing I'm not bringing that. My roommate is, so I'll just let her like suffer with the futon. That's fine. I'll just bring my stuff up and then be like, have fun.
But you were saying that at that dorm, they have football players that help people out.
Yeah. So they have a good, like, they have kids just come in and volunteer. And I think you get like a t-shirt, and then it counts as like community service as well. Nice. But so you get to get help from, you know, stronger people and have them carry your stuff. But
cool. Cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
you're going to, for those who haven't listened, you're going to River Falls, right?
I am, yep.
And your major, your focus, or I guess the first year is usually kind of general stuff, mm-hmm. but you have an area that you're kind of going into,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so like the communication studies, and then I'm looking at a minor in journalism and stuff like that. So I'm taking two communications classes and a journalism class my first semester. And I actually applied for the radio station down there, so I haven't heard back from them yet, but it's WRFW, and they have on there that I could possibly not only like run music and work in the studio, but do like sports broadcasting and stuff like that. So,
all right. Well yeah. don't try to drop my name over there. Right?
No, I won't. I'll keep it completely confidential.
I've been over there at the Starbucks and stuff. My son, of course, went there for 4 years and is going for his master's in the fall. So don't drop my name. It's not good. it didn't get off on a good note with the visitation, the orientation, you know? I think my son and I, we just did a comedy bit this morning about that, about how every college, especially the UW system, is the same when you go for the walkthrough, you know, the tour.
Yes,
you know, you have the perky young man or woman who's showing you the whole thing and walking backwards and showing you the fake dorm room.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Oh, the fake dorm room is the worst. Yeah. It's like, my room's going to look nothing like this. Why are you even showing me this?
It'll never look like this. Yep. Exactly. And I think it was because my son and I and my wife went to Stevens Point, River Falls, and I think Viterbo in La Crosse.
Okay.
And I believe the River Falls one was the one about three quarters of the way through it. We ducked out. Everybody went that way, and we just kind of went down a side door this way and went another place.
So I actually never took like the actual tour at River Falls because, you know, I've seen campus and stuff when I've been there on my own. But when we were there for our freshman orientation a couple weeks ago, I just went off and looked at the dorms, and they didn't like follow you or anything, which is good. Cause sometimes those guides just like talk too much and then they're like, okay, any questions? And no one says anything. So it's a little bit awkward, but it's, you know, it was nice to go look at stuff by myself and then
just kind of wander around the campus.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And those colleges, especially UW system, the dining hall in that area, they're so huge now.
Yeah.
They're just so awesome. Right. And they've got so many options for kids and for graduates and stuff like that. They've got the gaming. It's not a game room anymore, but like where you can go in and do gaming and stuff. So there's so many opportunities. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And plus River Falls. I always told my son whenever I went there, I've been there several times, I always said, where are the cows? I said, where's the bar? This says Moo You, and he says, it's a couple miles out of town. And I've never been out there. I don't even know where it is. So
there's a lot of, you know, farming around in the area, but so I've heard about this, you know, they bring this big cow on like a cow statue onto campus and it sits on this platform thing. I forget what the name of it is, but this one girl in our orientation was like, I've never seen it arrive on campus and I've never seen it leave campus. So somehow it just magically appears. But yeah, it has a really funny name.
Overnight maybe, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
It just makes it a magical appearance.
Yeah, it just sits on campus. It's interesting.
It has, because UW River Falls has a very rich farming tradition when the school first started, but now it's branched off. They're building a brand new, I don't know if it's a business or what it is.
I think it might be science or something science, like that. Yeah.
But it's branched off into many other areas. But agriculture is still pretty big there.
Oh, yeah.
At UW River Falls. So exciting time for kids and even those who have already been to school for a year or two preparing for the next year of college. It's 7:52 Reality Radio coming up after 8.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamagan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time.
It's America.
It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN. For a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Good time tease. I'm only counting.